According to a report from the Annie E. Casey Foundation, just 17% of Utah parents age 18 to 24 have an associate degree or higher. Terry Haven with Voices for Utah Children says young parents need opportunities to study and begin a career, but that can be a challenge because they're struggling to access childcare, housing, or health services.
We want families to be self-sufficient. We want families to be able to take care of their children, and it's easier to do if they have an education. We need to make sure that policies really promote that kind of educational attainment.
Haven says barriers to education that young parents face can have lasting impacts on earnings. The report shows 60% of children of young parents in Utah are living in low-income families. Rosa Marie Costenda with the Annie E. Casey Foundation says young parents nationwide face similar challenges. She says that enacting policies to assist these families helps two generations.
There are still 6 million young adult parents and their children, and very high rates of low-income status, very high rates of poverty for this population that we need to pay close attention to if we want to break the intergenerational cycle of poverty.
The Casey Foundation report recommends state and federal policies to boost workforce and educational programs, expand access to tax credit for young parents, and increase investment in child care programs. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Madeline Mortensen.